Hey guys, gals, and all our pals.
Welcome to the Cool Kids Cast, first and only podcast. Get it? Cast? Podcast?
Okay, I'm Rosie.
I'm Journey.
And I'm Dio.
So have you guys heard of the Rohingya conflict?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't really know much about it.
Yeah, I've also heard of it, but at the same time, I don't know much.
It's a conflict in Myanmar, on the Rakhine state, which is on the west coast of the country.
So, I've heard it been pronounced Rohingya and Rohingya. Can you tell me which one it is?
Rohingya.
So, what's going on there?
The government of Myanmar is trying to kick out the Rohingya Muslims from Myanmar.
That sounds pretty bad. Why would they do something like that?
The Rohingya Muslims have different political and religious views.
Why can't they just leave each other alone?
Their belief systems are too important to them, and most of the Myanmar government is Rakhine Buddhists.
Rakhine Buddhists? Who are they?
Rakhine Buddhists are the Myanmar government. They're the ones kicking the Muslims out.
Wow, that's really harsh.
Yeah, why don't the Muslims just stay?
The Buddhists are being very violent, burning villages and killing Muslims. It's not peaceful.
Oh my gosh, so they don't really have a choice then, do they?
No, I actually heard that over 713,000 Rakhine Muslims have been forced to flee to Bangladesh.
713,000? How many of them are there?
1.3 million. That means 55% of them have fled the country.
That's insane.
Yeah, how long has this been going on?
This has been going on since about 2017. The conflict has been going on a long time, but the extreme violence started in 2017.
So 713,000 Muslims have fled in 2 years?
Yep. I get the feeling that the tensions have been building up for many years.
Especially when you take into mind that the Muslims have never been considered citizens by the Myanmar government, right?
Yeah, they've always been discriminated against and have never been citizens.
So, does that mean they don't have the rights of citizens?
No, only about 400 Rohingya Muslims have ever gained citizenship and the rights that come with it.
Why is Bangladesh a good place to go for Muslims?
Because Bangladesh is a typically Muslim state.
Also, it's really close to Myanmar. But recently, Bangladesh has had to turn people away, and around 60,000 are displaced.
How many people have been killed by the Myanmar government?
I can't tell you the exact number, but studies show it's about 30,000 so far.
Wow, that's so brutal. I can't even imagine being caught up in a situation like that.
Especially since the women in the villages that are being burned are being raped, kidnapped, and killed by the army, and men are being burned and tossed into mass graves.
Wow, that's really surprising. I would think people in this modern time would not be so barbaric, but the Myanmar government is obviously doing that. Do you think because they're trying to kick them out and not giving them citizenship that they think they're like outlaws or outsiders?
I mean, maybe, because they don't have any rights in the eyes of the government.
So, they don't have any rights in the eyes of the government, and they aren't citizens, so I would think that the government probably wants them out because they believe that they are, like, intruders, that they're, like, illegal immigrants. So, basically, in conclusion, like, to sum everything up, the Muslims are being kicked out of the Rakhine state because the Myanmar government doesn't believe that they have a right to citizenship, and they don't really think that they are, well, they don't really classify them as a people because they aren't citizens, so technically they are illegal and they are aliens within the country. And so they believe that it is okay to rape, kill, burn, and just mass genocide a bunch of people. And it's because they just have different viewpoints and they can't accept that. And basically, the government just wants them all out or dead. And so they're all going to Bangladesh, but Bangladesh does not have enough space for them, so they have to start turning them away, which has left many, many, many Muslims without a home or a place to live or a place to stay. They've been, like, completely dehumanized, and it's a terrible situation. Yeah, that's basically it. So thanks for listening.